fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. Yes, it is indeed Wednesday, the second day of November, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, I'm proud to say. And this morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the proper and correct historical flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home to do the pledge with us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Have you heard of any talk about troponin yet, Deputy?
Just what you've talked about.
Would it be a fair statement that most adults in this country get a yearly physical examination?
Most do.
Not everybody. I don't necessarily. Well, I go to Dr. Huff and he does an examination regular basis. But we now have something that can be incorporated to that yearly examination, which typically would include a blood test. That would be to test for the presence of troponin in the blood.
Yes.
This is what we've been looking for, Deputy. It's before this discovery by this Swedish doctor, we could only guess whether there was harmful things in our blood and wonder. Now we have a definitive way to find out, don't we?
We sure do.
We do. And it may be bad news for some people, good news for others, but personally, if I had something that would kill me in my body, I would like to know it so I could plan accordingly. That's just me.
Well, I understand. I feel the same way.
So, moving on from there, any updates on your ongoing quest for keeping your tabs on what's going on with knowledge of COVID in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, I've shared with you before, most people, and I wasn't saying it last week to be flippant, but they're more concerned. You know, I play football. I follow football at college and our local high school. But I don't follow it to the point that I worship it if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I hunt fish, I do it for food, not to do it for sport. And around here, of course, so many, that's all they can talk about, hunting and fishing. And I'm not putting them down. I'm not putting them down for that. It's just that they can't seem to see any further than that, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Yep.
But anyway, hey, by the way, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Dr. Moore, while she could still talk, she told me she wanted God to find me a good woman, and God has, and life goes on. Thank you there.
I've been praying for you. As always, I've been praying for you ever since I've come to know you. And, of course, I pray for everybody on your show. You have wonderful guests that you have on there, and your lineup is always very good every week.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Any other updates before we get away here, Deputy?
No, I'll let you go with that. Of course, bless you in Crawford County in Texas, as you say, and, of course, the United States of America. And I guess it's going to be interesting between now and Election Day, according to all the sources I've been listening to, including you. And people need to keep their heads on the floor.
Right.
They are.
Thank you.
They are. Well, anyway, take care and God bless, and talk to you next week. And, of course, Cousin is King.
Roger that. Thank you, as always, Deputy. And we do have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating Simply Clean Foods into your storage will help you, because all their food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and the pricing is actually becoming quite competitive with what you might find at a local supermarket. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. I guess congratulations are due. I was not aware, but congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's been life has been a challenge. What can I say? I know you're busy, and you may or may not be aware of troponin. Are you aware of troponin yet, Chance?
No. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. A Swedish doctor, there's a link at my website, and I'm going to try to help people here so I don't get 10 emails. John, I can't find us at your website, so we're going to help people out here. At thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the COVID section, which I'm doing right now, and it's the fifth and sixth article from the top. The first one says, the troponin truth is a game changer, and the one below that, new study, shows pretty much everyone getting a heart damage from the COVID vaccines. We have this doctor in Switzerland who studied 777 people who got the COVID clot shot. Without exception, this is why it's important, Chance, without exception, every one of them had elevated levels of troponin. Now, troponin is in the blood naturally in tiny, tiny amounts, from 0 to 0.4 nanograms per milliliter. Anything above 0.4 is considered risky and elevated. Anything above. Once you got to 0.5, you're at risk. Maybe I shouldn't say at risk. What that demonstrates is that there's been damage to your heart. If there's troponin in your blood, that means there's been damage to your heart. And that's what he found. That's what the doctor found in Switzerland. All 777 men and women had demonstrable evidence of damage to their heart because of elevated troponin levels. This is what I've been looking for the past 2 years. And now we have it. Previously, all we had was autopsies and heart attacks and people dropping over dead. Then we knew something was wrong, didn't we? But now we know ahead of time, which is what we didn't have before. This is a game changer. I'll be drafting a letter to my daughter and my son-in-law, asking them politely to, next time they get their annual physical, to have the blood test include a test for troponin, which typically is not done. My doctor, Dr. Huff, doesn't put that request into the lab because he knows I've had no heart issues. I'm a healthy guy. I'm competitive in running and so forth. So he doesn't feel any need for the extra cost involved, which is probably pretty minimal, to test for a troponin. So this is a game changer, Chance. And I want to encourage everybody who's had the COVID clot shot to please consider getting when they get their annual physical, to get that, get their blood test, they have the doctor put in the extra request for testing for troponin. Now, you could prefer to stay in the dark and not know that you have something that could kill you. And I respect that. If that's your choice, to keep your head in the sand and not know that there's something in your blood that shows you, that shows demonstrably that you've got heart damage. It's not that troponin in the blood is damaging. It's that it demonstrates something that has been damaging. It's an indicator. So that's the Reader's Digest version there for you there, Chance.
I'll read the article, brother. I'll read the article today, and so I can have a better understanding. But you've done a little bit of research. Does this explain the elevated levels of troponin in the system? Does this explain why we're finding clots?
In my non-professional, non-scientific opinion, if the clots have damaged the heart, then yes, that would produce troponin. We probably got some scientists listening that would either add or subtract to that statement. But if it's something that's damaged the heart, and my belief is that a clot, depending on where it was, could damage the heart, then yes, that would show up. Troponin would be released into the bloodstream.
And probably at all age levels, too, right? So even if
Young person, yeah, absolutely.
18, 21, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, this explains a lot. I mean, how many stories have you heard about a healthy athlete on the field just dropping dead, you know, from a heart attack, right?
Right.
Or strokes. Right. Or the clots that we've seen, the major clots, these long, you know, 10 to 12 inch stringy clots in the
vein. I recall it's been about 4 or 5 months ago. There was a tennis tournament in Florida of world class champion tennis players. And it was 16. I don't recall the exact number. 16 or 17 dropped out because of chest pains. Now, playing tennis at that level means being on the court continuously for hours at a time. It's extremely physically taxing on a person's body and their heart. So many athletes have been mandated, if they want to take, you know, like all the soccer players in Europe, for example, if they wanted to continue with their very lucrative professional career playing soccer, they had to get the COVID clot shot. Now all those athletes, they can find out, because athletes typically are very, have more strenuous physical, health physicals than regular people do. Now they also can test themselves for this substance in their blood, troponin, and determine if they've had heart damage to their heart. This is a game changer. It really is. All the people in the military, police officers, firemen, paramedics, nurses, doctors that have had been mandated to get the COVID clot shot, they can now, when they get their annual physical, they can be tested also to find out if there's been damage to their heart. Before, it was unknown whether they got the real clot shot juice or if they got a saline solution. We've got our first caller here, Chance.
John, before you take that call,
go ahead.
I just want to add something to that conversation. I was just reading, I'm sure you've read this article as well, New York, the state of New York, all those employees that were terminated, they have had some lawsuits in place. Well, apparently now the state has to rehire every terminated employee and give them back pay. Did you hear that?
Right. That's the city employees, and that's
city,
a lot of
okay.
It's tens of millions of dollars. The city is appealing it, as you would expect, but they're going to lose, because what the plaintiffs have demonstrated was there were exemptions for people that made no sense. Entertainers and athletes got exemptions from the clot shot when police officers, firemen, paramedics did not get exemptions. So that's why they won. It's because they showed how the city government was picking and choosing who had to get it and who didn't.
Favoritism, yeah.
Precisely. And that's why they're going. That's why the city's going to lose at the appeal level as well. And our first caller is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Morning, John, and congratulations. I'm a little sad because I've had a crush on you, but
I know you've said on the air that you love me. But,
I love you, man. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Now you got to find a mate for me. Because I'm still looking. Now I got to find somebody new. Anyway, I don't know if you heard that bombshell interview yesterday that Mike Adams had with Tom Calendar.
I listened to it this morning. I did.
Okay. Yeah,
I want to get Calendar on my show, but go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, that everybody who took the shot and whether they were all loaded. Every single one of them, some may be worse than others, but they were all radioactive, and that also feeds into the connection with the 5G, and I'm pretty sure he mentioned it on that all those cattle dying, the 10,000 member that
right.
died, that may
right.
have been like a test of the 5G, the radiation component. Probably combined with other things, but the point is that the 5G now we know is an enemy that can literally kill people if an area is flooded and people have this in their body. And I think what Karen Kingston has said, this whole narrative, COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID. AI. It was the bioweapon. It was created in a lab and released. And all the shots and everything else, including the tests, were all just pieces adding on to the release of the bioweapon. We can't even call it a virus or anything like that.
It's a biological weapon, no doubt whatsoever.
The whole,
right.
the whatever, this SARS-CoV-2, it was a bioweapon. And the tests with the hydrogel, they all had hydrogel on them. And the people that got that up in their nose, they've got it. And it sheds. This is now proven. That people, and we've known this a while, why pregnant women were losing their babies and stuff. But, yeah, it skin penetrates from one person to another, and it's also aerosolized. But, you know, I think we got to do what Karen Kingston had mentioned, you know, redefine this. Don't call it the clot shot anymore. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, it's so much more than that. It was a bioweapon, and these are all like keys enhancing it to, like, the rats that, you know, for extermination, they contaminate a couple and let them out in the wild, and they shed on everybody else. So we've all had it because it's been aerosolized. And now it can be enhanced and targeted with the 5G. So I think we should all be talking about how do we take out the 5G? How do we all demand that this 5G installation and activation be stopped immediately? Because if you stop that, the 5G, at least that transmission aspect of that, stops.
Great comments, Patty. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'd like your comments. Thanks. Bye.
Well, we'll talk about that a bit after the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, available at my website at thelibertyman.com. And we have with us Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. Going back to Patty's comments about 5G, there's basically two ways to eliminate 5G. One would be using legal methods, which would involve a court decision saying that these devices had to be done away with. That would be people taking matters into their own hands and wrecking the equipment by whatever means they had available. So doing it through legal matters, legal process would be take between 1 and 3 years at least, and be well, unless the state was doing it, it would be very expensive for a private individual or company to do it. That kind of legal matter would be extremely expensive. The best way would be for state's attorney generals to do it, and maybe out of the 50 states, we may find some attorney generals that would wake up and smell the coffee that the 5G needs to be done away with and take action on their own. That would be the best way, in my opinion, to do away with the 5G equipment. Chance, you got any follow up before we move on?
Well, I do have an idea as well to add to what you're saying. you know, someone from the inside, an engineer, let's call him a whistleblower, him or her, a whistleblower, to show documentation, actual documentation of the radiation damage to the human body. I think, you know, in front of Congress or in front of maybe through legal means would probably do the trick and do that pretty quickly. If you can show that Americans are at danger, are in danger of, you know, the negative connotations that come with 5G, I think that that would shut it down in a timely manner.
Absolutely. Well, I think we covered that sufficiently. Do you have any specials at Simply Clean Foods that you need to let us know, or new items?
I do. And they're a little rare these days because, of course, you know, we are like everyone else. We're seeing the effects of food inflation, every type of inflation. But every once in a while, we come across something in our warehouse that we say, you know, we've got a lot of this. Let's make room for some more products coming in. And those two products today are our wonderful non-GMO cauliflower. These are florets and zucchini, which is a beautiful chopped zucchini. Can be used in many recipes. And we have some recipes online. The cauliflower can actually be used to make a crust, right, for pizzas, for a gluten-free crust. Our special on these, until we're at a level where we feel we're comfortable, is you buy right on our website, simplycleanfoods.net, click on the cauliflower or the zucchini. You'll get, if you buy two, you'll get one absolutely free. Buy two, it says it right there, you'll get one free. And the good news also is we are completely caught up. Our crew has worked diligently. So if you order today, it ships today. You can't beat that.
Can't beat that at all. And thank you. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, I heard Lark say something on a show. That I found really interesting because it's really something I've never looked into, but I've heard about it, is he said that one of the things about the Lieber Code that was instituted under, I guess it was an executive order by Lincoln during the War of Northern Aggression, that anything that prohibited the commerce was not allowed or something. And I could see where 5G, and, you know, I've heard people say there's a lot of reasons that we need to, because it's still in effect, apparently. It was never, you know, sunsetted, or I guess might be the term for it. Why we need to, it's sort of like these, what do they call these, emergency stuff that never seems to go away.
Uh-huh.
So
I've never heard of this. Lieber Code, how do you spell Lieber?
I think it's L-I-B-E-R. But it was something instituted by a general, is where the name comes from, Lieber, one of his generals.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. Lieber Code, L-I-E-B-E-R, 1863. We'll look into
that. Can I hold on a minute?
Hold on.
I got one more thing.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Get some new bumper music here, a little more upbeat bumper music, kind of appropriate for the times we live in. My website is thelibertyman.com. We now have my Rumble archives back up and running. My Brightian archives are back up and running for the first time since June. And my webmaster, Tim Spencer, is back in the saddle as of today. My assistant webmaster is patiently standing by as needed. My humor section has a new very funny video there. Somebody took a lot of time editing this in the humor panel, Trump and Son. It is hilarious, and we need some humor in our lives. We really need some humor in our lives. And, of course, the products that have been there for some time at my website, we got the Mike Lindell's sheets and pillowcases and pillows and towels and slippers, up to a 66% discount, the Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment. We have, of course, Liberated Rocket Heaters. Winter is just about here. You want to stay warm and cozy? The Liberated Rocket Heater will help you. And as always, the Energy Cleaner, my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up and ship it to you myself. I do that personally. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And only $285 shipping included. You can make your purchase for your energy cleaner at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And during a break, I looked up the Lieber General Orders for the Army of the Republic. I don't believe that applies anymore because it is specifically meant for the U.S. Army during wartime. And I'll read the introduction to you, and maybe this will make more sense. I'll get up here to the top of the article. Instructions for the government of the armies of the United States in the field. At the time these were written, we were at war, the War of Northern Aggression, and this was, of course, the war had been going on several years when these were written, and it was meant to be used by the U.S. Army as they were invading the Confederate States of America. That's what it was meant for. I'm not sure they apply for anything else, but that's my opinion. Chance, if you got any opinion or follow-up on the Lieber code, you're welcome to jump right in there.
No, sir. I don't have any information on that at all. Okay. I do want to mention just a little housekeeping here. I do want to mention for those that have reached out to us about the emergency shelters, I want you to send us an email. That email is chance@fmgi.global. We've got some more information that I think, if you're interested, would be very pertinent. And we're very, very excited about this. We're reaching out to mayors, city councilmen, those that have or are in the position to help a lot of the folks that are homeless to get them safe, and some new applications as well for the shelters. So feel free to reach out to us or give me a call at 512-483-4178.
Chance, I think it was the night before last, if I'm not mistaken, Tucker Carlson interviewed the president of El Salvador. Very well-spoken, very articulate gentleman. Possibly the only real, truly true ally we have in Central America, in South America, as far as that goes. And he went into, in just a few minutes, he outlined that what's going on in American cities is by design. It's not something that's kind of happening organically or inadvertently or on its own. That the destruction of American cities is by design. And I absolutely agree with him. How about you, sir?
I do. Listen, we, as a country, have fallen behind on the responsibility to keep our citizens safe. As you know, not all people that are homeless are homeless because of financial reasons. There are a lot of mental health issues out there. And these folks require, you know, some type of intervention from, you know, in the
Chance, you're not old enough to remember this, but I am.
Okay.
The homeless problem was created overnight in the period 1969-1970. You were just a youngster then, but I was a young adult. We had in place all over the United States ways to deal with people who had these mental issues, which frequently involve the abuse of alcohol and drugs, maybe not. And when a person was in that situation, we had institutions that took care of them. We call them mental institutions, asylums, and so forth. In that period of time, 1969-1970, the healthcare professionals said, we can save tens of millions of dollars by issuing these people a check every month instead of having a place where they can live, a safe, sanitary place to where they have sanitary conditions, get three meals a day, and be safe and taken care of. Those places were all shut down nationwide. That instantly created what we're dealing with for the past half century, the homeless problem. So we did away with a system that worked and was humane and safe for these people, and substituted something that was not humane and not safe by giving these people who had these mental issues a check every month. And so we don't need to guess about what works. We already had something that worked, and we did away with it. And so for folks your age and younger, Chance, they don't know the way it used to be. There was no homeless problem. We had what we called bums or transients that would travel from place to place. But it was not a nationwide homeless problem, with these tent cities being set up on the streets of Los Angeles and other places, Seattle and so forth. So, and there's other things we did that worked also that were done away with, going back to the 1930s, when we had what was called the county farm, with more than 3,300 counties in the United States. Pretty much every county had a county farm. If a county didn't, they made use of the county farm in the county next to them. So if you were hungry, needed a place to live, you went to the county farm. And that's where you found shelter, you found food, and you had to work. If you were incapable of working, you were still taken care of. If you were a malingerer, and they were just, you know, you would have to leave if you malingered and refused to work. That was a system we had in place that did work. Now, I want to expand on that a little bit, Chance. My team sergeant in Special Forces, his girlfriend, worked in food services for a school district in St. Louis County, and they provided meals for the children of the students. The children of the students had to be at least 3 years old to be in daycare and get the meals. So we had high school students. This is Normandy High School in St. Louis County, Missouri, by the way. The children of the high school students had to be at least 3 years old to be in daycare at the high school. And there were more than 300 of them. More than 300 children, 3 years of age and older, that were children of the high school students. Now, that was 25, 30 years ago. You think it's gotten any better since then, Chance?
No, sir. And what you're saying actually makes a lot of sense. We had a system in place that worked, right? And instead of, and this is typical, right? Instead of you know, keeping the system in place, we decided just to pay these people off. Well, that's called disability. That's what you're talking about. And the problem is severe. All you have to do is to travel to a city near you, and you will see tent cities. You will see massive homeless communities. And listen, whatever this whatever happened, whether it's drugs, alcohol, or just serious mental issues, this needs to be dealt with, right?
Absolutely.
We're sending our hard-earned taxpayer money over to countries like Ukraine, getting in the middle of something that's really not our business. And that's just my personal opinion. Instead, we could be taking care of our own people, giving them warm shelter, giving them food, giving them access and allowing them to take a shower, clean up, and get a job if need be, right? Rewarding those who choose to better themselves than to sit
and
on
that's what was, and, that was what was done at the county farms. They were encouraged. They had to work, and they were encouraged to find outside employment. We still have Sherry on hold here. Sherry, you have a further comment?
Yes, about the 5G towers. There was a guy, a gentleman that Steve Elkins had on his show, and it's been more than a year, I know. But he was he's probably older than you, John, and he's a lawyer. I believe his name is Fred Kelly Grant. But he had a government career for a while, and it sounded like he specialized in property law. And 'cause apparently he spoke to when Steve Elkins was still out at in California, and they were fighting Agenda 21 stuff, or he spoke to them, and his suggestion, one way you might fight these towers, but you pretty much have to get them before they start putting them up, I think, is he said that they have to, or they're supposed to do environmental assessments, and the FCC is not concerned with that. In fact, I tried to fight a cell tower that was going up by me several years ago, and what I found out is the FCC doesn't even have to pay attention to health effects, and that's from a law that was passed in 1996, the Telecommunications Act. But this Mr. Grant seemed to think that, you know, if they have to do these assessments for wildlife, and these 5G towers are going to affect wildlife, you know, because there's wildlife in the cities too, that he thought you might be able to fight it on that basis is demand that they do a environmental study on how it's going to affect life in general. Because I understand they even kill trees eventually if they're too close to big trees. Anyway, that's okay. All I wanted to add.
Well, thank you for that. And all right. It may take congressional hearings or hearings at the state level to demonstrate that these towers are harmful. And then once they're demonstrated being harmful, then the attorney general or the governor can shut them down. It's going to be a process. I'm not sure how much time we got to do this, but it's, these kind of legal matters do take a lot of time. Unfortunately, it's just the way our system is. Do you have everything on your website is in stock and ready for immediate shipment?
Yes, sir. We have a warehouse full of wonderful products, over 75 that are available. The only thing that is on an order basis is our chicken, our freeze-dried chicken. That's co-packer makes that for us, and it's hard to find really clean poultry these days. But we are getting it in little by little, and if you'd like to order chicken, just go ahead and put it on your order. It'll automatically ship when it comes in.
All right. All right. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I need to remind everybody, we always have new listeners. We're in the middle right now on the second day of November 2022. The worst crime in recorded human history, this killing of tens of millions of people by these COVID clot shot biological weapons. And I'll start calling them that, COVID clot shot biological weapons. Apparently, this woman, Walensky, has got the clot shot and 5 boosters, and she's sick again. So she drank the Kool-Aid, didn't she, Chance?
Yes, absolutely. She drank the Kool-Aid. Listen, this is going to, we're going to look back on this in the future. And like you say, will be one of the worst atrocities ever pointed towards mankind. And the fact, and I think about this a lot, The fact that so many made the decision to not take the shot says a lot about them and you to educate folks on the dangers of this.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back. Well, Chance, this hour has flown by, hasn't it, sir?
It always does. It always does. I do look forward, though, every week coming on the show and imparting information, hopefully, that people will use to prepare for what definitely is coming. And it's almost, it's like prophecy, John. The things that you and I talked about just a year ago are ringing true today. So I really hope and pray that people are prepared. I hope they're doing the right thing for themselves, their community. I hope they get out there and vote in just a little bit and make a difference, sir.
That's right. Well, the midterm elections is next Tuesday, and I want to encourage all the conservative Christian patriots to make sure they get to the polls and that their friends and family who are also conservative Christian patriots, they get them to the polls as well.
Yes, sir. Just a quick reminder for folks who are tuned in on maybe a little bit late. We do have a couple of specials, our cauliflower, which is very popular, and our zucchini, very popular. You get 12 servings of each in every pouch, freeze-dried, with a shelf life of up to 20 years. Resealable packages. It's on sale. Buy two, get one free until we're at a point where, you know, we need to pull that because, you know, our inventory levels are fine and we can make a little extra room.
All right. All right. Well, any final parting comments for this week, sir, before you get away?
No, sir. Just folks, be safe. Do what you need to do. Do something good for something, someone else. Smile and get through the day the best you can.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, Chance.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we're going to top the hour break coming up. We'll have my friend Professor McKinney with us. We never know what direction we'll go with Professor McKinney. He is, if there's such a thing as a Renaissance man, it's Professor McKinney. And the third hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist. And I give him his exclusive hour every week because I think his information is so valuable and so informative that we need to get these updates from Jeff every week for 1 hour exclusively. Thursday, we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us. He is a hurricane refugee looking to rebuild his home that's been damaged by the hurricane. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.